holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 12th day of March, 2025 years after the era of our Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyya Muslim Study Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zara chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 29th ayah of Surah Al-Kahf. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Elukine will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran. You can watch us live at the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قالوا إنا سمينا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم. After Allah تبارك وتعالى told us وَيَسْرَبْنَا إِلَيْكَ النَّفَرَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْأَمِنُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَا هَذَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْسِتُوا فَلَمَا قُضِيَا وَاللَّهُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مُذْرِينَ. These people, the jinn that Allah made to go to where the Prophet is, about 9 of them or 8 of them, and they heard the Prophet reciting the Quran. When they heard the beautiful recitation, intonation, in message, in meter, and in every form, they were so captivated. They did not stay there. Wallahu ila qawmihim munzirin, qalu ya qawmana. They went back to their people preaching. Inna samina kitaban unzila min ba'di Musa. We have heard a divine book that was released after Prophet Moses, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi, testifying to what was before it, yahdi ilal haqqi wa ila tariqin mustaqim. And not only that, is guiding to the truth and is guiding to the correct path. See, Allah is bringing this to tell us, look at what the jinn they did. Particularly, it is said that the surah they heard the Prophet reciting when the Prophet left Taif, was coming after meeting with Adas from Nineveh, the land of Yunus bin Matta, like we said yesterday. And now he was praying, and the Allah sent the jinn to go to that side, and they heard him. When they heard, they said the surah he was reciting was Ar-Rahman. علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. And when he came to فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان, they answered. So when the Prophet was reciting this to the Sahabat, and he said فبأي آلاء خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخير وخلق الجان من مارج من نير فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. This is how he created man. This is how he created the jinn. Which of the favors of Allah do you deny? The Sahabas just kept quiet. He said, your brothers, the jinn, when I said this, they replied, they said, Allah, there is none of your favors that we deny. Which means Allah brought this for us to know that our brothers, jinn, shouldn't be ahead of us, because the Prophet is from amongst us. If anybody should be ahead in this religion, it is the human being. Inna samina kitaban unzila min ba'di Musa. After Moses, we have not had any book that was revealed, which means these people, they were on the religion of the Jewish religion, on the religion of Moses. Because even Jesus Christ himself, for the first 30 years, he was also on a Torah, and later on, Injila was added. But most of the laws is from a Torah. That's why you find they have the Old Testament and they have the New Testament. Yadi al-Haqqi, and is guiding to the truth, wa ila tariqin mustaqim, and to the path that is straight. Here, these people, when they went to their people, this is the first thing they said to their people, preaching to them. This is what we had.
يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم.
يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم. After telling them, they had a book, Unzila min ba'di Musa, that was sent. That this book, look at what it does. It guides to the truth and it onto the straight path. They now tell their people, Ajibu da'i Allahi wa aminu bihi. So we are asking you people, you to answer this caller to Allah. The caller of Allah, the one calling on behalf of Allah, answer him. وَآمِنُوا بِهِ and have faith in him. If you do this, يَكْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, Allah will forgive you out of your sins. وَيُجِرْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, and he will save you from the torment and punishment of the hell. So you see the process of their preaching. Allah is telling, is training us, never. Allah is our Rabb. He's telling you how to do. When you go and you hear preaching and you think this preaching is useful, it has guided you, you to go and seek for those that did not hear. Like Prophet Islam, he used to say, لِيَبْلُغَ الْحَادِرِ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبَ, those of you that are present, try to tell those that are absent. He said, maybe the one that is not present will even understand it more than the one that was present and delivered the message. So this jinn, they had, they did not allow the message to stop there. They went, they tell their fellow brothers, we had a message. This message is as good as the one that was at the time of Nabi Musa. And the person is calling to Allah, Ajibu da'i Allah wa aminu bi, and have faith in him. If you do that, we are sure Allah will forgive you part of your sins, and he will save you from hellfire.
وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ, we are telling you that this man is a caller for Allah. He's da'iya Allah, he is a caller, he is the one that is preaching for Allah. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ, whoever does not answer the caller of the one calling for Allah, فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, nothing can save him even on this earth. But he wouldn't know how to proceed on earth. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ, and apart from Allah, who does he have as his patron, as his protector, as his guardian? For sure, anybody who does not hear to this our call, Ulaika fi dalalin mubin, they are the ones that are clearly astray. What will happen? Of course, there are people they answered. They answered the call. They started all asking, where is the Prophet? Where is the Prophet? Where is the Prophet? Where is the Prophet? One day, the Prophet he stood up, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. This about 2 years or so before he going to Medina, he said, the jinn are asking me to come and preach to them, so let us go. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud stood up and went with the Prophet. They got to a place, then he took a stick and marked an area. He said, Abdullah, he said, stay here. Don't come out of this place. If you come out of this place that I have marked for you, We will not meet again until the hereafter. This place I have marked for you, don't come out of it. You hear, he said, I heard. Abdullah ibn Masud said, I saw the prophet went. Then I started seeing the jinn, they were coming down. Whoop, whoop. And I was seeing, hearing noise. They were coming down. Whoop. Then they were covering him. They became so many. They couldn't be less than 70,000. Then I was not afraid. The prophet alone went inside the disciple. And he said, I was going to go and find out what is happening. Then I remember that the prophet said, if I make mistake and I trespass this line, I will not see him again until the day of judgment. That's what kept me. He said the prophet was reading the Quran to them, talking to them, having reading the Quran to them, talking to them, until daybreak. And they believed, they accepted Islam, and he prayed to be with them before returning back. Another time, Sayyidina Umar said, they were just sitting down. Then as they stood up to go somewhere, then the Prophet saw somebody coming. Then the Prophet said, this person, this movement, this footstep is the footstep of a jinn. And this kind of human voice is the humming of a jinn. Rabbul Ka'bati. Then suddenly the man came. Then he greeted the Prophet. Then he said, who are you? Sir, I'm Hamad bin Ahim bin Lakis bin Iblis. Huh? Between you and Iblis, only two fathers? He said, yes. He's a jinn. Jinn are children of Iblis. Between you and Iblis, only two fathers? He said, yes. And you have been in this world? He said, yes. Since when have you been in this world? He said, from the beginning of the world, I've been in the world. That I was the one who took the stone and gave it to Kabil that he used in hitting Habil's head to destroy it and kill him. Prophet Lassan said, what is a bad thing, a horrific thing you have done? He said, yes, but I realized later and I repented and Allah accepted my repentance. I was with Nuhu in his ship, in his ark. I was at Adam Ibrahim when he was entering the fire. I was with him that day. I was with Moses also. I was with Jesus Christ. He even tell me that I should, if I see you, if I'm still alive at your time, I should meet you and I should ask you to, that he's making salam on you. Then Prophet Muhammad immediately said, wa alayhi salam, wa ala Isa ibn Maryam as salam. Then he said, so you have lived so long? He said, yes. Then which cloth do you normally wear? Do you change clothes? He said, no. This is the cloth of the heart. It has not gone old. That the cloths of people used to go old because of the sin that you are doing. So it becomes dirty because of sin. And goes old because of sin. So then said Namor was saying that we don't know. The Prophet did not tell us that he died before he left the world. So we don't know whether he's still alive or not. They used to stay very long. It is one of the ni'mah that Allah has done for us that we don't stay long. You can imagine if these people, these despots that are busy on taking over all the wealth, if they are going to stay for 1,000 years, what will happen? So let us thank God. So the jinn, when they heard, they went, they preached to their people accepted, they started coming to the Prophet one after the other, one after, in different tribes. They said this particular jinn were, that heard the Prophet was that of Ninawi. Maybe some of them were with Adas. When they had, they came to listen to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the ones that the Prophet went to preach to are from Nasibin. Each tribe, even if you have a tribe, whether you are Ibira or you are Hausa, there are jinn in each tribe. So all these things, Allah is telling us so that we be careful. We too, we should stand up. When we hear the message of Allah, watawasaw bil haq, watawasaw bil sabr. We should go ahead and say it to people. This is what Allah has said. We should have patience. This is what Allah has said. We should hold to the truth.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ولم يأي بقلقهن بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى بلى إنه على كل شيء قدير.
أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض ولم يأي بخلقهن بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى بلى إنه على كل شيء قدير. These people of Makkah, I have related all this to you from beginning, telling you about this book, telling you about who a Muslim is, giving example of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, how dutiful he was. And if you don't believe, don't you see our Lam Yarau? Here, when Allah said, "Aw lam yarau," which means you have an eye, the sight that you see, then you have another eye that you don't know about. Go and know about it. That one is inside your mind. Anytime that you are holding phone and you are phoning, like I always say, when you take the phone and you are phoning, your sight is looking, but it's not seen at that time. It is the eyes in your heart now that is seeing the one you are calling at that time. Somebody may even pass you. If the message is very important, the person you are talking to, you will not know that somebody has passed. Because you are looking at the person that you are talking to, even though it's not in your front. So learn this. So, do they not see that Allah that created this firmament and this earth, and he was not tired. It was nothing to him to have done this. Because in Allah al Mote, is he not capable of bringing back to life what is dead? Malay, the answer is, of course, yes. Innahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah for sure, over anything he wants to do, he is capable. Now, when Allah said, Alihi al Mote, all of us, our heart goes dead. We shouldn't be bothered. Allah can bring it back to life. Alam ya lil alam ya allazina amanu an takhsha qulubuhum li dhikrillahi wa anzala min haqq. In other place Allah said, those that say they believe, is it not time for you to bring your heart with zikr and bring it to life? Allah can bring anything to life that he wants to bring to life. Inna ma amruhu idha arada shay'an an yakuna lahu kun fayakun. His own is not to put things together. He says this is what, how he wants it to be. Everything will arrange itself like that. From Nur Muhammadiyya, everything will emerge the way it has to be. If you go to scientists, they will tell you whatever you call matter now are nothing but magnetic lights that you sense. That is a feeling of you are holding something. They are all magnetic lights. They are all from light. The way you see things coming out in the television, but you cannot hold it. But this one now, there is magnetic with it that makes you to believe that when you hold it, you feel something. If it's taken away from you, you don't feel anything.
وَيَوْمَ يُؤْرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ.
وَيَوْمَ يُؤْرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى. قَالَ فَزُوكُ الْعَذَابِ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفَرُونَ. وَيَوْمَ يُرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. Whether you like it or not, the day of judgment is going to come. Hell will come. Paradise will come. وَيَوْمَ يُرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. The day that it will come, judgment is going on. It has not been finalized. The fire will be there, struggling, forcing himself to catch those that are going to enter it. And the kuffar, those that disbelieved, they are seeing the fire trying to come and engulf them. It will be asked, Alaysa haza al-haq? Is this not the truth? Qalu bale. Qala fazukul azai ma kuntum takfurun. They will say, indeed, it is true. We have seen hell now. It is true. Then it will be told to them, taste of what you have been denying. Kafara is to deny. When you deny something, which means it was there before you denied it. Therefore, all those that are denying the truth are being told now, the day of judgment, you'll be faced with fire. You see fire. You are not yet, the person is not yet condemned to enter the fire, but now the fire is trying to engulf him. Is this not the truth? You said there was no fire, but look at it now. It's true. They will now be asking Allah, can we be made to go back? Allah said, if we are to send them back, they will go back to what they are used to do. Because every day Allah causes you to die and causes you to wake up to tell you something. But every day you go back to what you are on yesterday. How many are times Allah has tested you? You are sick. He said, Kai, this sickness, Allah, if I come out of it, I'll become a good person. When you come out of it, you go back to what you are used to do. If you change, change. Don't wait for any big test to overcome you before you change. Just change. It's mindset. The Prophet ﷺ came to change your mindset. The whole problem with the whole world is mindset. Change your mind that I believe in Allah. This is it. Allah will make it possible for you.
فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل ولا تستعجل لهم كأنهم يوم يرون ما يوعدون لم يلبثوا إلا ساعة من نهار بلاغ فهل يهلك إلا القوم الفاسقون
فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل ولا تستعجل لهم كأنهم يوم يرونها كأن فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل ولا تستعجل لهم كأنهم يوم يرون ما يوعدون لم يلبسوا إلا ساعة من نهار بلاغ فهل يهلك إلا القوم الفاسقون. Allah is now telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have done the work we ask you to do. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. We have given you a message. You have conveyed the message clear as it can be. Therefore, forbear, have patience. Who is being talked to here? The Prophet. Who is talking to him? Allah. Despite the Prophet is the beloved of Allah, he is seeing what is difficult for him to take. And Allah is telling him now, first bear, have patience. كَمَا سَبَرَ أُولُو الْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Like those prime ministers, those prophets that were the prophets that were the foremost in termination, had patience. وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. Don't hasten punishment for them. Even though they are asking you to hasten to come, don't hasten for them. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوعَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنْ نَهَارٍ. Like the day they will see what was promised to them, they will be asked, this world that deluded you, how long have you stayed? They will say, is it an hour in the day? They will then know that this world was not a long period. Balak, this is fulfillment of conveyance. You have conveyed. Will anybody perish? Illa al-qawul fasikun, except those that are fasik, committing crimes, disobeying. Here, Allah is telling us something that is very important. There's what we call qada. There's what we call qadar. Whenever you see something bad happens to you, that's how Allah has predestined it to happen to you. It has medicine. No matter how bad you think it is, the first medicine is acceptance that Allah has done what is correct. And there is no mistake in the work of Allah. There is no mistake in the work of Allah. That's why the Prophet asked us to set our mind, like I said that day when we were in Surah Al-Jasiyah, this Sharia is in five parts. Each of the five parts are also of 5 points. The first one I said, itikadat, what your mind should believe in that you cannot see. As a Muslim, there are 5 things your mind must believe in, even though you don't see them. You have to believe in the angels. You have to believe in the book. You have to believe in the hereafter. You have to believe in the prophets. You have to believe in the books. And you have to believe in predestination. So whatever happens to you, that you are seeing that what's happening to me now is so good, don't believe somebody else brought it. That's how Allah wanted it. Something happened to you is so bad, believe in, if you don't believe in Allah, then the punishment will continue to increase because you are denying Allah now. So the first and foremost is to have patience with what Allah has brought for you. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz said, إِذَا كَانَتِ الْأَقْدَارُ مِنْ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ فَسِيَّانَ إِنْدِي مَا أَسُرُّ وَمَا يُكِي. If Allah is the one that predestines, if it is good, fine. If it is bad, fine. If it is sweet, fine. If it is bitter, fine. Because he's Malik al-Mulk. In another place, he said, Ya la ya'lamu al-insanu ma ar-rahmanu yaqa shurura dahika al-insanu. Allah is the one that is generally merciful. He's merciful to all. If you know who this merciful is, if you know him, even if you see death coming, if you see bad coming, and he's from Allah, you will wait and collect it because you know it is good from him. So the first point is to have patience. So Allah is telling the Prophet now, Fasbir. In another place, Allah said, Fasbir li hukumi rabbika. Wala takun ka sahibil huti. Have patience with the judgment of Allah. If you don't have patience with judgment, if you want, do whatever you want to do, then what will happen? Huh? Allah has no relative. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Just because you came to an examination, you fail, you go and commit suicide. Huh? And so what? They will put you in hell, and so what? All the time, whenever a mosquito comes to you and is trying to bite you, it stays on the wall. What do? You go and kill it. When you hit it and your hand hit it, you are happy. If your hand hit the wall and it has run away, you're not happy. Do you know that that mosquito has life? In the same way angels would take a human being, put him in hell, it doesn't matter. You are a servant, and so what? So whatever happens to you, good or bad, take it. That's why I look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is being asked. The people of Makkah did a lot of bad things to him. He came, he was calling to Allah. He did not disturb anybody. They were beating the people that are following him. Until he had to ask them, okay, all of you, nobody is protecting you. Go to Abyssinia. They went to Abyssinia. He continued his preaching. Some people were still coming to him. Some visitors were coming to him. One day, he was praying in Kaaba. Somebody came to slaughter for the idol. All the intestine, they said, look at him in Sujada. Somebody should go and take it and pour it on him. They took the intestine, the Prophet was in Sujada, they poured it on his head like that. Nobody is greater before the eye, before Allah than the Prophet. But they took bowels of animal slaughtered and poured it on his head, and he was in Sujada. The Prophet did not lift his head. He left it like that, in Sujada, like that. Somebody went to tell Sayyidah Fatima. Fatima at that time was less than 6 years old. And he was one who rushed down and was removing it off the father's head before the father stood up. This is not enough. Immediately they went, they put sanctions on the Prophet. A day, 2 days, no food. Sayyidah Khadija, that is a rich lady, couldn't get food because of the sanction. Water was difficult. Until the difficulty, they ended up dying. She died, the uncle died. The Prophet now went to Taif, Hawazin, to ask for help. Instead of asking for help, they stoned him. They injured his leg. Blood came out of his leg. He was coming back inside Makkah now. They say he cannot enter Makkah. You left here for 2 months. We have been rid of you. You can't enter Makkah. It was some of his relatives. Adi bin Utim. I can't remember that. They came and they took his children. They are not Muslims, but because of their blood relative, took his children, they armed themselves and they brought the Prophet inside Makkah. Prophet, all this happened to him. Who are you? You are looking for money, you don't have money. You are looking for position, you don't have the position. They say you have to go to some broker to go and do bat. Quickly start running. What are you looking for? That is so important. You see, Allah is telling the Prophet Islam, Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Who are these ulul azmi min ar-rusul? Who are these forward prophets of high determination? All prophets are of high determination, of high resolve. But here, وَيَزَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِسَكَ النَّبِيِّنَا وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَإِسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. These are the ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Take Nabi Nuh. 950 years he was preaching. Generations will die and leave him still preaching. They will take him. Sometimes I said, this man, we were told by our grandfathers that you disturb people, you don't allow us to worship what we want to worship. He still had patience with them. They will beat him, take him outside the city, throw him out. He will faint. When he wakes up in the morning and it's okay, he comes back to continue his preaching. Until Allah told him that nobody, lying human, I mean, komika, illa man kot aman. Nobody is going to believe in you again except those that have already believed. It was at that stage that Sayyidina Nuhu prayed, Rabbi la tazar alal ardi min al kefina tayyara. Innaka intazarhum idillu ibadaka wa la yalidu illa fajiran kafara. Rabbi kfirli wa li walideya wa li man dakhala baytu muminan wa li muminina wa li muminat wa la tazir zalimina illa tabara. It's at that stage. Look at the level of resolve he had. So he's among Ulul Azmi bin Ar-Rusul. Look at Anib Ibrahim. As a young person, no father, a child, he grew up into a young man that was strong and knew that what these people are worshipping is wrong. وَكَذَلِكَ نُورِي إِبْرَاهِمْ عَلَكُوتَ سَمَاوَاتِ وَلَا بِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوكِنِينَ. He knew that what these people are doing is wrong. He was telling his father, Ya Abati, Lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yusiru wa la yughni anka min Allahi shay'a. Why do you worship what does not see, what does not hear, what does not hear, what does not see, what cannot avail you, what cannot stand for you in anything? At the end of the day, out of annoyance, he destroyed their idol except one. They decided that they were going to punish him. They threw him inside hell. When they were throwing him inside hell, Angel Gabriel came. I will assist you to quench hell. I said, I did not ask for help. This is determination, strong determination that is before God. Okay, then let me tell Allah to assist you. I know he's the one you want his help. Ilmuhu bihali yugni answali. His knowledge of my condition is enough for me to ask him. Because nobody cares for you like Allah cares for you. Every situation, Allah is looking at you. Every situation is looking at you. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. If Allah that cares for you so much, why don't you also care for him? Prophet said, if he's Allah, yahfazuka. Care for Allah and he will care for you. If he's Allah, tajiru tijahuka. Care for Allah, find him all the time facing you. Always put Allah in your mind. Anywhere you are, Allah is there. Wahu amakumu, aina makuntum. Wherever you are, Allah is with you there. Why don't you also try to stay with Allah wherever you are? And Ibrahim, Allah told the fire, Ya Naru, Kuni Bardam Salaam ala Ibrahim. If you dare touch the skin of Ibrahim, you are in trouble. Allah did not quench the fire, but he asked the fire to change his own behavior towards the body of Anib Ibrahim. Kuni Bardan wa Salaaman ala Ibrahim. He didn't quench the fire. He was in the fire, but the fire was comfortable and cool for him. It changed his own nature immediately because if not, Allah will punish the fire. Then, Anib Ibrahim now grew old. He didn't have child. He has been praying for child. Who will stop praying for what you don't have, except someone who is illa common kafir? You are asking for Allah from someone until he gives you, continue to pray for it. Don't say, I've given up. Why are you giving up? Allah said, Ed'uni astajib lakum. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama dakhin. If you don't call unto me, then you don't believe in me. First, call to Allah. I want this. Allah, he has not given you. Continue to ask. Abraham was still asking Allah. Allah, I want a child. I want a child. I want a child. Look at my wife. Beautiful wife. Lady at the age of 80, you think she's just 25 years old. Finally, Allah gave him a chance. Not through that lady. Through the gift of another lady, Hajara. Abraham loved this child so much, but there was a problem. This other woman had not given birth. Finally, he had to go and take the child and take him to the house of Allah. Inni askantu min zuriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. He took him to Baitul Haram, Makkah, put the child there. And now he was to be told that you have once promised, after he got his second child, that when you have a child, it goes to an age, you will sacrifice him. He was again tested with asking him to sacrifice the only child he has. When he was up to the age of following him about, do you know what it means to have a child and it reaches the age of following you wherever you are going? May Allah give you good children, obedient children. When your child is up to the age of following you, it is then you love him, because go and bring me cup, go and bring me this. Go. Then you are asked to sacrifice that your child before your eyes. He told the child, if Al-Mat Umar, so the jinni, inshallah, min as-sabirin. What Allah asks you to do, do it. Inshallah, you find me among those who are patient. And as he was going to do it, falama aslama wa tadlahu al-jabin wa nadina an ya Ibrahim qad sadaqta ar-ruya inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. He was going to slaughter us. Allah, you have fulfilled it. Fafadaynahu bizibhin azim. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin. Allah said, but this is test. Abraham is part of ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Then look at Moses, who was taken from the hands of the mother, given to his enemy to bring him up. Later on, ran away to another prophet, stayed there to marry one lady, spent 10 years in Hidma. Fain atmamta asharan, tamin indik. 10 years. Finally, he has the wife. The wife is pregnant, about to deliver. Then they were going back to go and see the mother. And he saw the truth. He was asked to go to Isabella Pharaona in out again. Allah asked him to go to the prayer. He didn't go back to the wife. No. Went straight to Pharaona. Look at determination. With that determination, he was there. Allah said, when he prayed to Allah, this is how they are. Allah said, Kot jibad dawatukuma fastakima. Your prayers have been heard. Just continue to be afraid. It took 40 years before he saw the answer. 40 years before he saw the answer to his request. But Allah told him, and then he finished asking, your request, you and your brother, has been answered. But it took 40 years to materialize. Did he get annoyed? He continued preaching. He continued doing what he was doing. Until finally, Allah saved them from Pharaoh. He crossed the sea with his people, and Allah saved him. He is among ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Look at Anabi Isa. Jesus Christ, look at how he was given birth to. From child, he can see, he can speak. Everywhere he goes, he can see. He is seeing what is hidden, he is seeing what is not hidden. I will tell you what you are going to eat today. What you are hiding in your house, I will tell you all. Allah gave him power to be able to form anything and breathe life into it, and it will become that thing. Yet, people did not believe in him. Did he get annoyed? No. They threatened to kill him, he was still there. They seized him to kill him, he was still there. Then Allah lifted him. He never allowed him to be killed. He's also Ulul Azmi bin Ar-Rusul. Anabi Nuhu, Anabi Ibrahim, Anabi Musa, Anabi Isa. And this, our Prophet, is their leader. He is the best of the ulul azmi. That's why Allah is telling him now. Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min al-rusul. Wala tastajil lahum ka'annahum yawma yarawna ma yu'aduna lam yalbasu illa sa'atan min nahir. Here Allah is telling you that this world is very small. The day of judgment, they will ask you, you see one of your friends. Is it we are in the world? What? There was a place called the world. Yes, we were there, isn't it? Yes. Then you say, come the beast. How is a day? No, it's between afternoon and evening. I can't remember. Even you now, you are in primary school. How many years did you spend in primary school? 6 years. If you ask to recount it now, it's as if it was just a day. You see, today, we are saying today, tomorrow, because there is sun. There is day, there is night. But when Allah takes the sun away, is ashamsu kuwirat. Is anjum kadarat. Is asamaun fatarat. When Allah takes all this, there is no day now, there is no night. You would not even know that you spend this time on earth. Look at Uzairu. When he asked Allah, Anna Anne Yihazillahu Bada Mautiha, Fa Matahu Allahu Mi'at Amin. Allah caused him to die for 100 years. Thumma Ba'athahu, then Allah asked him to wake up. They asked him, Kam Labist, how long have you stayed? Labist Yawman Awata Yom. I was here for a day because, that is not it. Bal Labist Tabi'at Amin. You spent 100 years in this position. If you want to know, look at your Fanzur Ilata Amika Sharabika. I made sure that your food and your drink did not age. But look at your donkey, Wanzur Ilahi America. It aged. It has become decayed. Only bones. I'm going to make you a sign for people. Look at how your donkey will, the bones will come up, the meat will be on it, everything. After it has happened, he went back to his home and he met his son, who is now over 100 and something years. At that time, he left that his son. The son was just about 50, there are about 50 years or so. He met his son over 100 and something years with all gray hair. The son recognized him. He didn't recognize the son because he has not changed from the day he. Look at Ashab al-Kahf that spent 300 years. The same thing. So this world is not long. What we need is a patient. And patience is, you can have it by setting your mind. Like you set a clock, set your mind that I will have to, when this thing happens, I will not be annoyed. And Allah will give you, because immediately you believe in the destiny of Allah, Allah will assist you. Balak fahaliyu laku illan qawlu fasiqun. Nobody will perish except the one that refused to obey Allah, the one that refused to obey the Prophet, the one that is engaging in crime, the one that refused to have faith in Allah and the Prophet. May Allah grant us to have faith in Allah and the Prophet. This brings us to the end of this surah, and it also brings us to the end of Hawamim, the surahs of Hamim, 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 seven of them. Like we said, this surah, Hamim, Hamim, several of them were revealed to the Prophet in chronological order, all in Makkah surah. And we said before, it started with the surah of Ghafir or Mumin, where Allah told us the importance of engaging in istighfar and having faith, that even the angels will be praying for us. Yastaghfiruna liman fil ard, Rabbana wasi'ta kulla shay'in ilma. Angels will be praying for you as long as you have faith and you are seeking istighfar from Allah. Angels will be asking Allah to forgive you. And most importantly, when you see something bad happening, gauge. I must change it. How will I change it? وَقَالَ رَجْلُ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ أَتَكْتُمُونَ رَجُلًا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم. Don't just stay idle. When you see something going bad, you stay idle. If you talk publicly and nothing happen to you, talk publicly. If it's within your family, change it. If you talk publicly, they will kill you. Don't talk publicly, but find a way and say, what's happening? If it's bad, what do we do? When you go inside your house, you pray to Allah to change it. At the end of the day, this man inside the house of Pharaoh continued to talk until when he knows that nobody will answer him, he said, "Wa fa wudu amri ala Allah, inna Allah basirun bil ibad." Okay, who laughs? They say, "Atima makaru." When they finally knew that he was not with them, he said, "I leave my address to Allah." Allah said, "And I saved him from all the treacheries and all the plans he did for him." This is what we gather. Then this was followed by Suratul Fussilat. Suratul Fussilat, Allah told us step by step how he created. And this creation, he did them for us. And they will be useful to us. No matter how useful something is to you, don't worship it. No matter how much you like something because of its beauty, don't worship it. Ah, you have money. You have now seen how money is. You now want to worship money. You don't want to spend it. You want to look for more. You saw a lady. She's beautiful. You want the lady. Because of that, you go and commit shirku. La tafraha bi an umin un imta wa fraha bi man an ama in akalta. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, don't be too happy, excessively happy with what Allah has given you or what you have been given. Be happy with the one that gave if you have common sense. That's why Allah is telling us, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. In that surah, Fussilat. No matter something is useful to you, don't prostrate for it. Prostrate for the one that created that thing. From there to Surah Shura. In Surah Shura, you are coming face to face with people on daily basis. How do you consult? Allah is telling you. And believe in this message. Don't say, because the Quran does not come to me, I don't believe in it. Quran does not come except by wahyi. And wahyi comes to somebody that can carry it. If it comes to you, you will not be able to carry it. And the Prophet was sent with it. That's why there Allah told us how wahyi is sent to the Prophet and why we should always have consultation in our affairs. Wa amruhum shura baynahum wa ma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Then we should believe in whatever we hear from the Prophet. Then after that, it was Surah Az-Zukhruf. In Surah Az-Zukhruf, Allah is warning us that He made this world to be comfortable for us. So it's also, He also make it as a test. So it's glittering. It's taking your attention. But don't let it take your attention. It is nothing. For those who don't believe, Allah said, if not that I'm afraid, it would completely disorganize everybody. وَلَوْلَا يَكُونَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ وَزُخْرُفًا وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. I would have made those that say they don't believe in Allah, I will make their houses to be so beautiful, gold with escalators shining, and so what? Just for a little time. So Allah is telling you, this world, don't take it beyond what it is worth. It's just like a hotel that you enter to go and have a conference. Put effort in the conference you went there for and participate and do it well. Don't come out every day, you are looking how beautiful the hotel is, the food is so beautiful, you forget that you came for something that you came to do. From Surah Az-Zukhruf, you come to Surah Dukhan. In Surah Dukhan, Allah is telling you that this wahi I'm telling you for is a book. This book is blessed. Since it is blessed, if you have it, you have something blessed, then you are also blessed. Here Allah is saying that إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا مَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ بَعْدَ عَمِهِمْ هَذَا. That mushrik are the real najasa, they are the real filth, which means this your defecation to Allah is not filth, it's only to you that it is filth. To Allah it is ishraq, shirku, that is filth. If you are blessed with the Quran, you are a blessed person. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna munzirin. So he told you that therefore this Quran is blessed. And if I was to send it to you, you cannot take it. But I send it to the one who can take it and make it easy for you. Inna ma yassarnahu bi lisanika. Allah made it easy through the tongue of the Prophet to us. This message was in Surah Duhan. And from Surah Duhan, he went to Surah Jasiya. Surah Jasiya is also called Surah Shari'ati, Surah of Sharia. It is there. Allah talked about Sharia to us. Fastaqim kama umirta. Shara lakum min ad-din ma wasa bihi nuhan. All this Allah told us that we should hold to Sharia. Sharia, there are five. Itikad, what you must believe in. Ibadat, what you must worship. Mu'amalat, how do you relate to declarations of Allah? Kafarat, how do you expiate? Atonement. Then, hudud. If there is capital punishment, how should it be carried out? All this come and the Sharia, mujmalan. Then from there we came to this Surah Al-Ahqaf, where he told us the best character. As a child, how did you grow up? Allah gave you a leader to lead you to grow up. Who? Your parents. Respect them. Absolute respect. Obey them as long as they don't ask you to do what is contrary to the Sharia of Allah. And then pray for them. Stand up for them when you become strong in your life. Hatta balaga shuddahu. وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Don't forget to also start praying for your offspring. You are an offspring now. You are the one having offspring. And we said this particular verse was revealed because of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, who prayed that Allah should assist him, and Allah made both his mother and his father to enter Islam, and all his children to be in Islam. All his family, all of them were in Islam. All this, we are asked to copy him. So Surah Al-Kahf told us this, and also told us at the end of it that we should have patience. Whatever we are looking for, we need patience. Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul wa la tastajil lahum kanahum yawma rawna ma yu'aduna lam yalbasu illa sa'atan min nahir balag. This is the end of this surah. We are going to the next surah. May Allah give us the blessing of this surah. This next surah we are entering, may Allah give us the blessing of it also.
Suratul Kitab. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم.
سورة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مدنية وهي 39 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم. This surah was revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a Medina surah. It's called Surah Al-Qital. It's also called Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These two names are indeed complementary to one another. Because this surah is going to tell us, if you want to know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can know him from this surah. It's going to tell us who the Prophet is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was told now, first built Kama Sabara Ulul Azmi. He is the king. He is the prime minister of all the great ministers. He is the Sayyid al-Mursalina, wa Imam al-Anbiya, and he is the leaders of all the pious people. And he is the most hardworking of any person you will ever see in this world. No moment of the Prophet he left without work. He doesn't walk slowly. Mashiun yatakallau. He raises his leg when he's walking. Pop, 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 pop. Decisive. If he's talking to anybody, he faces him directly. He doesn't talk and he gives you your back. No. He's all engaged 24 hours. When he finally has to go and rest, his heart will not also sleep. Only his eyes will sleep. So this surah will tell you how to fight the kafirichi, how to fight also nifak, how to fight also fisk, all. This surah will tell you how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dealing with each as it's coming. Like that, it's fight from beginning to the end. Physical, spiritual, psychological, religious, you are going to see it from beginning to the end. That's why it is called Surah Muhammad because there is fight in it. It's also called Surat al-Qital. And it starts like this. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Those that deny وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ and turn away from the path of Allah or block people from the path of Allah أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ All the work they do comes to naught, comes to nothing. Here, Allah said, Alazina kafaru. When you say kafara, it means to deny. Which means, before you deny, there is something that is there. Alazina amanu, people that believe, which means there is something that you, is something that you are on and you believed in it. People should believe in Allah. Allah brought you to the world. Believe in Allah. The way you are, believe in Allah. Believe in his prophet. That's why to be a kafir is a difficult work because you are denying the truth. If you want to succeed in life, you have to be intelligent. You have to be hardworking. And you have to follow somebody that is has succeeded. If you say you must do it the wrong way, you will still work hard. Armed robbers, when did they go and carry out their work? In the night. As they're entering the bush, did they know what they're meeting in the bush? No. As they're entering a person's house, did they know what the person is having in the house? No. What are witches? When they stand up to go and walk? In the night. The person they are going to, do they know also what power he has? No. People that are in cult, when do they go for their cult meetings? At night. They will ask you to bring your hand. They will cut your hand. Blood will come out. All these are pains. They have worked. They have toiled. And they are going to enter hell. Why? Because there is no faith in what they have done. They have denied the truth. They are still going to walk. Whether you like it or not, in this world you walk for. Even if you are a beggar, you are staying under the sun begging throughout. Maybe if you stand up to go and walk, you may not suffer like that before you get all that you are getting now. So thief, they work hard. Those that are stealing, they work hard. Those that are bribing, they work hard. The only thing that they refuse to believe, that's what Allah is saying here, Allazina kafaru, wasaddu an sabilillahi, adalla aman, all their work comes to naught. If they take that, they are stealing money. They take that money that they got through cheating. They bring it. Let them give it to their relatives, no reward. Let them build mosque, no reward. Let them go to Hajj, no reward. Let them do whatever they want to do with it, there's no reward.
One of us requests a prayer of our dead one, especially Professor Yunusa.
May Allah forgive all our dead brothers. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive all our Muslim brothers that have passed before us. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah lift Islam and lift Muslims. May Allah make Islam greater than any other religion. May Allah make Muslims to be above other than Muslims. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our teachers. May Allah forgive the teachers of our teachers. May Allah make us to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to write. May Allah provide them for us. Allah is the one that makes provision for everybody. May Allah help us to train our children. May Allah, who is educating us, also help us to educate our children. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May he put our leaders aright. May he reward the sahabas for us. May Allah make us to leave this world with qawli la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta alaihim ghairil maghdubi alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih lima aghlaq wal khatim lima sabaq nasul haqqul haqq wal hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa ala alihi haqqa qadrihi miqdaril azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين